News Talk ZB, it's 27-7. Anthony Quirk is Managing Director of Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver Plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver Category winner New Zealand for 2013. And you can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement savings needs. And for more information or a copy of the investment statements, Milford KiwiSaver.co.nz or call Milford on 0800 662 345. Anthony is with me. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Larry.
It's funny, I was just talking about Treasury, the story that came out today that the bill for National Super is going to increase by around $2.5 billion over the next little while, from $10.25 billion to $12.7 billion by 2017. Which is interesting. So let's talk about the good and bad news budget for savings in the budget. What did you see?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the NZ Super side in a second, I guess. The budget was, I think everyone was agreed, it was a no surprises budget, and in savings and KiwiSaver, that was certainly the case as well. There weren't really any surprises or rabbits pulled out of the hat by Bill English. And that was a bit of a good news, bad news story, really, from my point of view. The good news is that the government didn't tinker with KiwiSaver, which it actually had done in a few budgets previous and had done a couple of times. And people were starting to get a little bit concerned that National really wasn't committed to savings and KiwiSaver. So it was very good to see that they didn't tinker in this budget and they just left it alone for it to carry on. And, of course, it's growing very strongly. So that was certainly good news. And the other good news, and you touched on tax before, the PIE fund regime, I think, is actually quite a good regime for savings, certainly a lot better than what we had under the old regime where every individual got taxed as a company. Under the PIE regime, which came in with KiwiSaver, you don't get taxed as a company. You get taxed at your own tax rate. But, in fact, there are some areas where you don't get taxed at all. For example, in Australasian shares, you don't get taxed within the PIE funds. Now, it's a good framework for investors to invest into managed funds in KiwiSaver.
All right, tell us about those Australasian shares, because I've just been saying that I think the pie is too much, that at 28% or whatever it is, you know, in Australia they pay 15% on tax on their investment.
Yeah, well, it does vary across different sectors, but for Australasian shares, for most Australasian shares within pies, there is no capital gains tax. And in fact, for some of our funds, you almost get a tax credit. Or tax neutral in terms of no more tax to pay within those sort of funds. So it was put in place deliberately by the Labor government with KiwiSaver, and it is, I think, a very good regime. And it's, again, well, I'm thankful that the good news from the budget was that they didn't tinker with that. So that was the good news side anyway.
Now, the budget just reconfirmed National's policy on New Zealand Super.
Yeah, well, that was the bad news part, which you touched on before. It really is a head in the sand approach where they're just refusing to accept the reality that you talked about before. An aging society, superannuation is going to be an increasing part of government expenditure. And the numbers you talked about get even worse, of course. You talked about 2017. They get even worse as you go out further. And yet National has said repeatedly they're just not going to engage in this area, and it does frustrate me because everyone understands the need for discipline and focus in this budget, but there's also a need for long-term planning too. And if you're going to change the retirement age, you need to give retirees as much notice of that as possible. You can't change the retirement age overnight. It's not fair on people. They need to plan for their retirement knowing what the policy is, and you have to give them a few years certainty when you change that. So the further they delay National, the more they're doing a disservice, because as you said before, it's inevitable it's going to have to happen at some stage. And I'm just concerned because with property, we've seen the example of National where they're making a lot of noise now, but again, it's very reactive. It's a bit after the horse has bolted in the property area. I'm afraid that retirement savings may be the same with NZ Super. They should be planning ahead, not pushing that out to the next government.
I agree. I'm a fan of compulsory superannuation, and I'm also a fan of means testing it like they do in Australia at the end of the line.
And that's another way to go. It's all these sort of options that need to be looked at. And the easiest way to actually do this from a political point of view is the old super accord that was there where they actually put it to one side and try and put the politics to one side and try and work out the best answer for New Zealand rather than try and make it a vote winner. And unfortunately, we don't seem to have that any likelihood of that happening anytime soon.
All right, thank you for that, Anthony. Good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
That is Anthony Quirk from Milford Asset Management. He's the Managing Director. For more information, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call Milford Direct on 0800 662 345.